Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Wow, where's the week going? Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And obviously, you can check me out on Drive Time Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. Obviously, I'm back later on today, or I was earlier on today at 4 with Darren Bent. Anyway, let's begin the podcast, shall we? Yes, get on with it. And of course, we begin with the Champions League, where Man City scraped past Atletico Madrid to reach a massive semi. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
The game you're about to see is the most stupid, appalling, disgusting and disgraceful exhibition of football possibly in the history of the game.
A multitude of yellow cards, of red mist and bad feeling. But the bottom line is a 0-0 draw, the feistiest you could ever wish to see, is enough for Manchester City to make it through to the semi-finals.
Somebody somewhere has to do something about it, because players were going down, players were getting injured, and it was all looked very deliberate to me, and it all looked like something that Simeone was trying to fashion. Rather than playing football, he wanted to weaken the opponent by injuring them. That cannot be right. The good news is Manchester City are through.
Adrian Durham's rant afterwards. Adrian, I'm sorry, I cannot get in line with you on this one, right?
What
Atleti did, right, was the dark arts. It was black belt in dark arts. They got two black belts in the dark arts. They know exactly what they're doing. They pushed Man City to the limit. Credit a City. Well done. Because that was a tough night. That's one of the toughest nights Man City will ever have.
And there is a 16, 18-man skirmish down by the corner flag, whilst Foden lies stricken, receiving treatment on the touchline. So a yellow card for Savic and a red card for Felipe. Felipe sent off.
We have to adapt, because when a team play like Atletico Madrid the second half and we could not have the ball and our build-up was a little bit without intention, because it's 1-0, it's the Champions League. We are not used to play this competition much. It's the third time in our history just to win semi-final. And we felt a little bit the pressure, and Atletico Madrid was brilliant in the second half. But we are in semi-finals, and for our club it's an incredible achievement.
Felipe's a lucky boy here, because he makes no attempt at all. He's never winning the ball when Foden gets the flick, and he's just clattered in the back of Phil Foden.
Phil Foden got headbutted. Now, that referee had sent that Felipe off in the first half. That would have never stemmed to all that what went on in the second half. It was an absolute disgrace. And that manager and that team should be embarrassed of themselves.
It was a disgrace.
No, it was not a disgrace.
It was a disgrace.
The referee's there to referee. There may well be some repercussions, OK? It's not the worst thing we've ever seen. It was the dark arts to the absolute maximum tonight. And that's what Simeone has created.
You don't need it, Jace. Yep. Don't need it. We've ended up having 10 minutes of injury time. Brilliant. Which got completely spoiled. Just complete nonsense. Atletico Madrid running around trying to kick people.
Theatre.
Fight Grealish.
Theatre.
Grealish
drama.
Is not even on the pitch.
Unscripted drama we saw tonight.
Phil Foden,
right?
Getting dragged off.
They nearly scored with 10 men.
I understand that you were trying to do everything you can to win a game, but this crossed the line tonight, and certainly the last 10 minutes, honestly, it wasn't a game of football, and City got embroiled in it, got caught up, and they couldn't play their natural game, and they probably wasn't allowed to because Atletico were literally smothering them in every opportunity.
I think Simeone should be ashamed of himself. I do. I think tonight he showed why he's not at a big football club like a Liverpool, like Real Madrid, like Barcelona. Out here in the fields, see a football match.
Mate, I saw...
You saw an MMA event?
I saw...
I've just paid pay-per-view, $9.95.
I saw...
UFC.
I literally saw something out of an old film, right? The way they used to play football back then. Running around, grabbing one another, pulling hair, diving, punching. Honestly, give it credit to City. That's a tough gig. They done brilliant tonight.
City will play Real Madrid next. Liverpool also through to the semi-finals after a 3-3 draw at home to Portuguese side Benfica. A 6-4 win on aggregate for Jurgen Klopp's men, who will face Villarreal in the last four.
I know we will talk about the game and the things we have happened, the goals we conceded and all these kind of things, but on a day when I'm not over the moon about qualifying for the Champions League semi-final, then something is really wrong. Maybe it would be the right time just to quit.
Now, Man United appear to be edging closer to appointing Ajax boss Erik ten Hag as their new manager. And if you don't believe me, here's your proof. Q reporter Alex Cook. Hold on, Q, that's snooker, isn't it? Oh, I see what you've done there.
TalkSport reported last week that Erik ten Hag was Manchester United's preferred candidate to become their new manager. It was a straight shootout between the Dutchman and Mauricio Pochettino. The move is a big step closer to fruition after ten Hag reached a verbal agreement on a 3-year contract with the option of a fourth. We're not expecting any formal announcement, at least until after Sunday's Dutch Cup final, as a mark of respect to Ajax. In terms of his backroom staff, members of Ajax's existing coaching setup will accompany ten Hag to Old Trafford. That will be part of the £1.7 million compensation package that United will have to pay Ajax. And there's also talk of some former Red Devils heroes joining ten Hag, the likes of Sir Alex Ferguson's former number two, Steve McClaren, and their ex-striker, Robin van Persie. I think the United hierarchy are keen to have some kind of link to their glorious past.
On now to West Ham boss David Moyes, ahead of their crunch match in the Europa League quarterfinal with Lyon tonight. The Ties, of course, 1-1 after the first leg, and it's arguably one of the biggest matches in the club's history. Here's David Moyes' vibe before the game.
When you get to these stages, I think the be-all and end-all is the result, isn't it? Because there's no point in saying your performance was very good. I've got to say Chelsea's performance was excellent. But ultimately, you know, I think the... You know, you always look for the result. You want to get through and you want to qualify.
They did allow Tongi and Ndombele an equaliser, but they've got a positive result to take to France next week. They're still very much in this, in the face of the adversity tonight.
1-1 at this stage in this competition is a really powerful position to be in. You know, we've got a wee bit of toughness about us, which I think we can show. We played for 45 minutes with 10 men. So let's see what we can do when we get 11 men. I think we've probably showed our best qualities at times in this tournament, in Seville especially, and at home against Seville. I think we played very well in both games. We have to do that. It's undoubtedly a big game, undoubtedly a really tough game. But I think we've been good this year when we've been challenged against Manchester City's, Liverpool's, Chelsea's. When we've been challenged, we've rose to the challenge. So let's hope that we can do that again.
On now to a Man City fan calling into TalkSport to give a piece of his mind to Simon Money Money Jordan.
Trouble with Man City fans is unless you say everything that they agree with, then they start to turn around and say you're disrespecting their club. Brilliant football team, fabulous team to watch, brilliant players, but they spent a lot of money on it. And all of a sudden, they get upset and start crying because you make an observation.
What do you want to say to Simon on that? You crying?
Simon Jordan always just disrespects Man City all the time. I've been listening to
what a load of old tosh.
And I'll guess you do. And
what do I do? Okay, give me an example of disrespecting you. You cheat, which you did in 2011 and got sanctioned.
Hang on, you've asked Steve for an example. Steve, give me an example of Simon disrespecting your football club.
Well, like you say, Jim, you can't get a word in with the man, can you, because he thinks he's God.
Well, go on then.
Well, you just do. You disrespect Man City.
Well, give me an example,
you
Steve.
Disrespect that club.
Give me an example.
You hundreds of examples. You're just a nasty, bitter man when it comes to Man City.
Okay, Steve, give me an example of how I've disrespected your club, because I'm happy to be told.
What have you said this morning?
What have I said?
Like this, you don't like that because it's Man City. That's
no, I didn't. No, I didn't say anything about disliking Man City. Okay, I said they're a brilliant football team.
Ask the man sat next to you, you know, what you say about Man City.
No, but I'm asking you, Steve, because you're the one that's saying that I'm bitter, nasty little man, and I'm making observations about your club and what you're doing.
And you do all the time.
Well, give me an example, Steve. If you're going to criticise somebody,
fair play. Listen to me a minute. No one can ever get a word in with you.
Well, go on then.
You disrespect Man City all the time.
Well, give me an example then.
It's money. They've all got money, and you don't like it because you are nothing to me. You're just somebody that sits in a studio slagging off Man City.
I think what you need to do, Steve, is you need to get past your victims and inferiority complex and listen to what people say. You're a brilliant football club with a brilliant team, and you've bought and paid for it. Where's the disrespect in that?
You don't like it.
I couldn't care less.
The last guy that was on turned on and said we never asked to be invested in. And because we are, people like you don't like it.
I couldn't care less.
Steve, listen, what's your takeaway from your discussion with Simon, which got a bit heated?
Just my opinion of him. He's exactly what he's been since he's joined the show. And when it comes to people having money, he doesn't like it. And I don't like the man at all. I think he's horrible to listen to.
Now, was Luka Modric's assist the other night all that? Well, of course, yes, it was. Incredible, obviously. Here's a number of TalkSport presenters praising the Croatian's talent. Starting with DB, Darren Bent, who used to play alongside him at Spurs, don't you know? I do, of course, because he never stops going on about it.
It's like he had about six eyes. Like you try and tackle him from the right-hand side, like pock up behind him, you take the ball to his left, and then his first couple of yards were electric, he was gone. Then you go, right, let me show him on the left, he'll go with his right. And as you saw last night, he didn't necessarily have to get the ball onto his left foot to pick a pass outside of his boot.
Teases it down for Modric, over the top from him, and right-footed is followed in by Rodrigo! And Real Madrid have got the goal that throws them a lifeline!
By the way, we might just have seen the best pass in a decade.
Modric.
Yeah.
He's fabulous.
He is magical.
Oh.
How about that for a statement?
That was...
Might be the best pass in a decade. It broke my heart, but what a pass.
When you're up against the wall and you're not quite sure what's going to happen, teams like Real Madrid, they somehow find a way. They have these players that step up in moments where, you know, let's face it, as he said after the game, Luka Modric, they were dead. They were dead and buried. And Chelsea had them. And yet these world-class players produced this world-class pass.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, Kenny Shields, the Northern Ireland women's football manager, has issued an apology after saying that female players are more emotional. He has been heavily criticised after making the comments following the defeat to England. On TalkSport, Laura Woods and Siobhan Ahern gave their view on his ridiculous comments.
It's not good. I mean, it paints women in an emotional light. And to be fair, I can always say as a woman that I'm an emotional person, but I'm not a footballer. You know, I'm not a professional footballer. I'm very close to them. My twin sister is a professional footballer, and she wasn't actually offended by his comments. She didn't take them to heart. However, her partner, who's the Republic of Ireland captain, is absolutely outraged. So it's just something that I think to see, to paint women as emotional when it comes to conceding goals is just, it's just not fair. It's actually not correct. And it wasn't correct in last night's performances.
I'm hoping not to react in too much of an emotional way for Kenny to digest this one. I think I've seen more teams in football capitulate across a broad spectrum of games, the men's and women's. I don't really think it's got anything to do with emotion necessarily. What I do think it might have something to do with is that England are ranked 8th in the world. Northern Ireland are 46th. So I'm just going to say that perhaps that's got something to do with your team getting pumped by the Lionesses, perhaps. I think that's a really silly observation to make. I don't think it's going to go down too well.
You're counting to 10 in your head, aren't you, Laura?
I'm counting to 10. Just my emotions might get the better of me.
It's a bad take, isn't it, Ali? I've been in many teams that have capitulated when we've conceded one, then we've conceded 2, 3, 4. So ridiculous statement there.
I tell you who's not going to appreciate it, his players. I don't think his players are going to appreciate that. Maybe it's got more to do with the way you're managing your side, Kenny.
That's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show from 4 p.m. today. Straight after us, it's Lyon against West Ham. Europa League quarterfinal second leg. That's live on TalkSport. While over on TalkSport 2, from 5:45, you've got PSV against Leicester in the Europa League thingamajig. No one really cares. At 8 p.m, it's Rangers against Braga Braga. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.